For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. The unified city of Helena, West Helena is part of Phillips County in the Arkansas Delta. According to U.S. Census data, the county's population has decreased over 17% in the last 10 years, which means by some estimates the population is less than half of what it was in the 1950s. However, new community-led efforts in Helena, West Helena seek to make the area's history and culture a catalyst for investment and growth. Inside the Delta Cultural Center on Cherry Street in Helena, people mill around and prepare for a reception and book signing later in the evening. The literary event will help launch a new book about Helena in Phillips County.
No, Thomas does the book on.
Tanya Thomas is usually the first person greeting visitors when they enter the center.
My name is Tanya.
Nice to meet you, Tanya.
Me too.
Well, I order for the gift store, and so I enjoy doing it. I've been doing it for 6 years now, so I'm continuing, hopefully.
While operating a cash register at the gift shop, Thomas says she's been living in Helena pretty much all her life. She's seen some changes in the community, especially with all the development surrounding efforts to attract more tourists to Civil War sites in the city. But she says finding jobs is still a major concern for many residents.
I hear people say a lot that they need work to do, and we don't have that here, and that's why we need jobs here. But everything else is trying to come up. Everything else is pretty much smooth sailing.
Though the job shortage is a problem, the city's rich music history means there are a lot of festivals. Tanya Thomas says there's always some event happening in town.
The Blues Fest brings in a lot of crowd. We have a lot of Blues Fest because we have the Hog Fest, we have the Gospel Fest, and then it's a Rockabilly Festival too as well goes on. So that brings in a lot of people and a lot of tourist people here in Helena and bring up a lot of sale prices up for us too.
But at the end of the day,
we still need jobs.
On this day inside the Cultural Center, the temporary exhibit includes fascinating paintings and sculptures all done by African-American artists who live in the Arkansas Delta.
Oh, my goodness. The Delta Cultural Center is really the heart of downtown.
We have Paula Oliver works at the center, and she's one of the authors of Images of America, Helena, in Phillips County, a book filled with anecdotes and historic photographs of the area and its residents. This is the same book that's the focus of that special nighttime event later.
And, of course, our mission is all about preserving the heritage of the area. So a lot of that involves music. More recently, it involves our Civil War heritage and just preserving every aspect of the history and heritage of this area.
Oliver says the center is expanding its exhibits and collections to display a wide variety of art forms from local and regional artists. Sculptures, watercolor and oil paintings, quilts, and music remind visitors of the talent and tenacity displayed by Delta artisans.
Well, I am a native of Helena, so I grew up here and I remember it when it was thriving. I grew up in the 60s and we had a much larger population.
Though there has been a 17.72% decrease in the population for all of Phillips County in the last 10 years, census data also shows a slowdown in the number of people leaving the county. The average income per person in Phillips County increased by a little over $600, and in the last 3 years, there has been a 1.5% decrease in the poverty rate. Paula Oliver says she's witnessed a noticeable turnaround in some Helena, West Helena neighborhoods, partially due to the work of the Delta Bridge Project, a community development approach that combines the power of philanthropy and banking to revitalize certain rural areas in the Arkansas and Mississippi Delta.
In the last 10 years or so, we've seen some very positive things happen in the community. The downtown area has seen growth. We've had a number of retail shops open. And we also have some upper floor housing projects going on downtown that are very exciting.
Later that evening at the book signing event, longtime Helena resident Ernest Cunningham fondly remembered what the town was like during his childhood.
Well, I was born in 1936, and except for the Army and college, I've lived here the whole time. Helena was a booming town. We had a lot of people up and down Cherry Street, Main Street, on Saturday, and it was fun. Had three picture shows, drive-in theater.
Though tough economic times have stifled several improvement initiatives, Cunningham says area residents have the right attitude and skills necessary to keep progress going.
I think the people in Helena are the friendliest people in the world. I really do. Even though we don't maybe not know everybody, we speak to them and that sort of thing when we're walking down the street.
Since 2003, the community-driven revitalization initiative known as the Delta Bridge Project has helped leverage over $100 million in loans, grants, and other funding to support development. Cunningham says major changes are happening thanks to the imagination and innovation of Helena, West Helena residents, with additional support from Southern Bancorp and the Walton Family Foundation.
For a long time, we didn't feel good with the way things were going. I mean, we felt like things were just going downhill. But the Delta Bridge Project has given us all hope. We've seen some great things come out of it, and we think more things will. And it's just it's changed the atmosphere, I think, of the town. I hope it has.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Just glad you're here today, Malcolm. Come back.
Heritage tourism is now an essential part of the city's overall development strategy. Residents say preserving important pieces of history are stimulating economic growth, encouraging citywide beautification projects, and paving the way for a rebirth and renaissance in Helena, West Helena. For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover.